The explorers are 14 to 21. The based requirements to participate include maintaining grades and remaining trouble-free. But that's just for starters. Community Services Officer Daniel Duncan is the chief advisor to the explorers. He says this group represents less than half of the young people originally signed up for one exact reason.
Commitment.
Officer Duncan says it was important to separate out the participants who only wanted to learn police tactics.
You have to come and volunteer your time for the beautification programs in Peoria, community gardens, special events that they have in the community. You have to be part of that in order to be in the program. So I think we almost weeded everybody out that couldn't make that commitment at this time.
But Duncan says that was to bring a certain mindset for the would-be police cadets in training.
For this whole year that this program has been going on, and this was before the Ferguson, before New York, the focus that every explorer would say from the beginning of this thing was community, was to be a community-oriented officer.
Yet Officer Duncan says it hasn't all been community service and theory. He says one of the explorer training sessions was a paintball scenario.
And we had one of the guys was charging explorer and how they would handle it. And I think it was 10 out of 10 times they actually fired upon the person because they said, you know, they was fearful of what may happen. They had their firearm out, and there were several other things. So I say you always have to keep an open mind to these things, to what may happen, what you would do and what you wouldn't do.
Duncan says the events in Ferguson and New York happened after that training exercise, and they spent time talking about the lessons learned about split-second response situations officers can face. And some identify the program as a means to continue growing a police force representative of community. Peoria Police Chief Jerry Mitchell calls it the department's bridge to developing protected class candidates from the city's South End and near North Valley. Jesus Romero is a senior at Manual Academy. His neighbor and friend told him about the program, and he says at first he wasn't so sure.
It didn't sound as fun, but then you get into the program and then you start learning about how things work through the police department, and it got like really, really interesting, and it took an interest in me, so.
Romero's neighbor and friend is Christian Munoz. He's a sophomore at ICC studying criminal justice. He says his professor suggested the program to him, and it's been worth it.
We get a lot of hands-on training with traffic stops, room clearing, and we do a lot of community events, which really helps you in the long run.
What's been your favorite community event so far?
Shop with the Cop. It's just really nice to go around with the kids and have them buy whatever they want, you know, with the money they get.
Romero and Munoz are also both fluent in Spanish. Officer Daniel Duncan says that would be a great addition to the Peoria Police Department because Duncan says the Latin American population of the community is currently underrepresented. But who exactly should participate in the program? Tom Keenan is a freshman psychology major at ICC and is also one of the three sergeants in the Explorer program.
I think anybody with an interest in law enforcement should do this. If somebody wants a future in law enforcement, this program would be right for them.
And what about that return on investment Keenan and the other explorers who talked with us for this story might anticipate? Well, Peoria Police Explorer Advisor Daniel Duncan.
They're awesome, and I really see them one day, which will be in the near future, next 4 or 5 years, that every last one of them will be on the department.
Duncan says the program is a benefit to the participants, the department, and the community. But it operated this year without a budget. The Peoria Police Department provided the explorers uniforms and badges, but everything else the officers have achieved with the explorers has come from police officer and other community donations to the program. I'm Tanya Coons.